Welcome to the Jay Porks Podcast. Coming to you straight out of Staten Island, New York. Bringing you a weekly episode with the finest music news and whatever else is going on in Jay's life. Thank you so much for listening. Without further ado, here's Jay.
Inauguration Day. There was two people standing side by side. There was one guy with his family and the other guy with his family. And I just want to let you know that when Trump was standing next to Obama, the guy with three kids by three different women was the white guy. Mic drop. I was reading the Bible in school the other day. I picked up this book. Let me check this out. Yo, shit is lit, fam. Shit is lit. Like, I was reading it. Like, I was scanning the Bible for, like, Easter Bunny and Christmas. And I didn't find that. But I also didn't find abortion.
There's other reasons to vote than your own selfish, fat needs.
Okay? Today, a young man on acid realized that all matter is merely energy condensed to a slow vibration. That we are all one consciousness experiencing itself subjectively. There's no such thing as death. Life is only a dream, and we're the imagination of ourselves.
One more time for the bigots in the back. Not my president. Instead of being cool and casting your Green Party vote and casting your third party vote, why don't you, instead of being cool, be alive? Why don't you, instead of being cool, understand the ramifications of what you've done?
I wish I found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish I had a better voice to sing some better words. I wish I found some chords in an order that is new. I wish I didn't have to rhyme every time I sang. I was told when I get older all my fears would shrink, but now I'm insecure and I care what people think.
My name's blurry face and I care what you think. My name's blurry face and I care what you think. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
Hey yo, what is the word, people? Welcome back into another action-packed edition of the Jay Porks Podcast. Who the hell am I? I am Jay Porks. With me, as always, on the other side of the glass, making sure this is a well-oiled podcast machine. Every single week is the ever-popular Nobody. Also sitting in on the podcast this week, and an especially gracious group of people known as Nobody, because everyone in my house has left. They're gone. I'm in the living room. I'm standing up. I'm screaming. I even had to turn... My cat's running away. He was the live studio audience, but he's leaving now. I even had to turn, for the first time ever, I had to turn on my Blue Snowball microphone to channel 2. And the reason I had to turn it to channel 2, as opposed to channel 1, is because it has something to do with, like, how big the room is. I'm dying. How big the room is and stuff. 2 minutes, 15 seconds. I'm already dying, but this is going to be an action-packed edition of the Jay Porks Podcast. It's going to be action-packed. We're going to talk about donuts. That's right, donuts. And Madison Square Garden. We're going to talk about that. We're going to be talking about that. You know what I'm saying? But first, oh man, the regime, man. What the hell goes on? Did you see that the transcripts from the conversation with the Mexican president? I know we're not going to build the wall, but you just have to say that you're going to pay for it and say we're working it out. What a weak, weak, weak leader we have here in America, really. You people voted. And this is what you people went to the polls for. You people went there to get people's voting rights taken away, get women's rights taken away, get healthcare taken away, get education funding taken away. Did you see that? Did you see how much money Betsy DeVos is going to cut from education? It's going to be a lot. It's going to be crazy. I mean, I don't get it. I know you people don't want to teach your kids because I've met your kids. I've met your children. There isn't parenting going on at home. There aren't role models going on, happening at home. So you people need to set the precedent. And by being Republican and by being conservative and destroying the country, that's not setting a good example for your children. And that's not raising them to be responsible adults who are going to help society in the long run. They're not going to be viable assets to a nation that's gone. You know what I'm saying? They can't help society if there is no society. I mean, I'm just spitballing here. I'm just saying. And what about my boy Beauregard? What about him? We're gonna have to, did you see that? Colleges are discriminating against people. Then they're gonna put a stop to it, but stop, pause. It's white people. What? What? So white people are being discriminated against? Where? In what country? In America? How? With the people that run America, right? There's always been a white man in charge of this country. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand. I don't understand how you can sit there and say that, you know, white people aren't... You know, if you want to say that you believe that white people are getting discriminated against when it comes to college applications, then what about all those people that couldn't go to Harvard because Trump gave Harvard $2.5 million so Jared Kushner can get in with his mediocre grades? That's the thing about Jared Kushner. If he was a smart guy, no one would be mad that he was Secretary of State. I know he's not really Secretary of State, but you know he's really Secretary of State. I mean, come on. He's Secretary of everything. Nepotism is strong in the White House. The nepotism is strong with you, young Skywalker. It is. It's insane. I feel like I'm living in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I really do. Like, they're supervillains. That's what they are. What's my cat doing? My cat would like me to lower my voice. He's mad that I'm talking so loud. I'm gonna try to put this over here. It's tough. It's tough being in the live studio audience, the big room. I'm not used to, you know, being here. I would take a picture, but I'm not taking a picture. Okay. The white people are getting discriminated against. Jared Kushner is the Secretary of everything. And he should. I mean, listen. Any other regular American would have been in jail by now. Like, that's the thing. You people say that people would be in jail if they did the things that Hillary Clinton did. No, 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 no. People would be in jail if they did the things Jared Kushner did. But what's the difference between Jared Kushner and Hillary Clinton? Well, I guess Jared Kushner must have campaigned in Wisconsin, you know? I guess that's the reason. People are going to troll my life now over this crap, this regime. Listen, I mean, Mueller is using grand juries in the Russia probe, okay? Jared Kushner illegally met with Russians. That's first of all. He illegally met with oligarchs, bankers, and that lawyer with the Magnitsky Act thing. The thing that is a sanction. Russian adoption is a sanction. You can't talk about something that's a sanction. If I say I can't sell you paper, and then I you come to me and you say, hey, do you got any paper? That's it. We can't talk about it. It's something that's been sanctioned. But I guess to have friends in high places matters. But discrimination is happening all over the place. Whether it's, you know, the alleged white people being discriminated against at Harvard, Or maybe it's the people that didn't have $2.5 million to donate to Harvard to get in. But, you know, whatever. He could amend his SF-86 form 47 times. Most people, all people, go to jail when you forget to put foreign contacts and stuff on there. But, you know, whatever. Okay. Nothing is the same. Nothing matters anymore. Like John Oliver said, that would be something if something was anything. But something is nothing because nothing matters anymore. Let's talk about education. Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos was back in her hometown of Grand Rapids, Michigan this week for some meetings, where she made herself available for questions from local students and the press. That's mistake one. Mistake one and two. During a visit to Grand Rapids Community College on Tuesday, Betsy DeVos was asked if she would intervene if states offered vouchers to private schools that discriminated against LGBTQ students. She declined to answer or provide reassurance that taxpayer dollars would not be used to discriminate. This wasn't surprising, since DeVos has refused to stand against discrimination many times before. At a House hearing in May on the Department of Education's proposed budget, which included a new $250 million voucher program, DeVos refused to rule out providing federal money to schools that discriminate against LGBTQ students. Likewise, at Senate hearings in June, she would not say if schools that discriminate would be barred from receiving federal money. DeVos has said that the states would set the rules and determine whether to withhold federal money from private schools, but state-run voucher programs, which funnel taxpayer money from public schools to private and religious schools, have deeply troubling records on discrimination. Private schools participating in voucher programs often deny admission to LGBTQ students and students with LGBTQ parents. They also often discriminate against students with disabilities by denying them admission, providing inadequate services, or subjecting them to excessive discipline. Many programs don't serve low-income students because schools charge more than the voucher value, and the voucher programs have shown to increase racial segregation. Are you following me? Eliminating discriminatory barriers in education should be central to the mission of Education Secretary. Yet DeVos's record before joining the administration shows diehard devotion. Devotion to causes that erect these barriers. See, I got caught with a pun there. She and her family have spent millions to support politicians, groups, and initiatives that would advance the spread of vouchers in Michigan and throughout the country. One of the most notable examples is from 2000, when DeVos and her family attempted to change the Michigan state constitution to allow public financing of private and religious schools, an initiative that 68% of the voters rejected. DeVos has started several advocacy group organizations to promote vouchers and other ways of privatizing public education. One such organization is the American Federation for Children, which DeVos chaired prior to her nomination to lead the Department of Education. During the first half of this year, American Federation for Children was busy lobbying Congress and the White House in favor of a federal voucher program. Just last year, DeVos fought to stop legislation to increase oversight of charter schools in Detroit, where those schools, most of them operated by for-profit companies, have proliferated widely without benefiting students. State lawmakers who supported her position received generous campaign contributions from her family, which gave the state Republican Party and candidates $1.5 million over the course of a few months last year. DeVos's approach to education hasn't changed with her move into the Trump regime. She recently commented that under her watch, the Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights will be a neutral, impartial agency. One of the department's first major acts was to revoke guidance that clarified that transgender students are protected from sex discrimination by Title IX, the federal law that bars gender discrimination. Revoking the guidance did not change the school's obligations to protect transgender students, but it was a troubling signal. The evidence is overwhelming that DeVos's plans would promote discrimination and harm the most vulnerable students, just as her record showed in Michigan. Now, she's intent on taking those failed policies nationally. And that's from the ACLU. To be honest, I didn't stumble that much over that, and that was my first read. So I'm going to say that the coffee with the double caffeine is working. Yeah, they got this chock full of nuts max. Crazy. It's actually 1.85% caffeine. Not percent. Double the caffeine. Not double. Almost double. Anyway. So, remember discrimination? Remember how we were talking about white people get discriminated against? But that's not the case with charter schools and voucher programs. It's actually quite the opposite. Families of low-income houses, families that can't afford voucher the thing is, I was telling my girlfriend this the other day. This is what I was saying. Also, not only was I telling my girlfriend Amanda this, I was telling Nicole this because my friend Nicole is sending her kid to pre-K this year, but it's not pre-K, it's a private thing that's not really pre-K because it's 3 hours a day and it's costing her like, you know, $3,000 or something. And I'm like, yo, universal pre-K is free. Like, they have pre-K for all here in New York City. And I was telling Amanda this, I'm like, Amanda, like, New York City has the best public school system in the world. The best school system that is free in the world. Listen. I'm sure states would argue, but good, okay. So, it is the top. I'm not saying every high school is MIT. But I'm saying that if you live in West Bubbleham, New Jersey or whatever, and each school is 10 miles in the other direction of you, your choice isn't, here in New York, they make it so all of the public schools have the same. So if you move, it's not like, oh, I got to check out the schools before I move to this neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? Who thought that? Who looks for a house and looks at the school? This is the thing. I lived in New York my whole life. So, and my parents are poor, so they never moved. We moved once, but it wasn't because we chose to. But like, imagine that. You're looking for a house. You know how hard it is to look for a house? Where are the bathrooms? How many bedrooms? How many people are going to come over? Backyard, front yard, what's the parking situation? Property taxes, all of that stuff. That is a lot of stuff to think about. Real estate broker, this and that, repairs. After all that, you finally find a house you want, and then let me make sure the schools in this area are good. See, I don't got to worry about that in New York City. I don't have to worry about New York City. And I've argued with I've had friends on Facebook. This is earlier when I was posting on Facebook. I haven't posted on Facebook in like a month because you people make me sick. Because you people don't let me have a Facebook. Anything I put, you need to snarky comment. Oh, well, Hillary should have campaigned in Wisconsin. Screw you. You're an asshat. And all you want to do is sit there and make me want to hurt myself. And I'm going to hurt you eventually. Figuratively. Mentally. People just kind of, oh, well, charter schools are good, Jay. You know, there needs to be incentive. Are you kidding me? School is not a business. School is not somewhere to make money. School is a place to educate children so they can go to the future and, most importantly for me, not vote Republican. But, you know, maybe have some tolerance. Maybe grow up and learn about ethnic backgrounds. And learn about, you know, not being an offensive asshole to people. Learn how to not dislike people because they're brown. Learn how to not dislike people because they're from a different place than you. Maybe their mom cooks chicken differently. This is all Earth. We are all humans, and we have to work together if we want to keep this planet alive. And listen, we're doing a good enough time destroying the planet with global warming. Don't worry, nuclear war is just going to speed that up. Man. Thanks, Putin. Thanks for this. You really hate Hillary that much, huh? You willing to destroy our country for it? Jeez, what a life. What a life this is. Combine that with Jeff Sessions saying that they're going to put journalists in jail. Because that's basically, I know they didn't say that sentence, but they said people are leaking And we're going to put a stop to leaks by asking the leaker, the reporters, for their sources. Now, I know that Jefferson Beauregard said, first of all, your mother must hate you. I'm just saying that your mom must hate you to name you Jefferson Beauregard Sessions, okay? Just Beauregard. But I digress. Combine that. Ugh. With Jeff Sessions, I almost forgot where I was going. I almost had to stop and rewind. Combine that with Jeff Sessions saying that they're going to put journalists in jail, and we have ourselves a little known thing you would call fascism. And fascism is a thing, in short, it's a thing we don't want. It's a thing you don't want. It's a thing I don't want. So please, resist. We have to resist. What does that mean? Oh, well, you can't put resist on it. Listen, let me tell you a little story. Candy Crush, the television show, was on the other day. Yeah. It was right before Farmville, the television show. But, like, I tweeted something that said, Candy Crush is now a television show. That's how Republicans happen. Hashtag resist. And people commented as if they didn't know what I meant. Come on, man. You know what I mean. What I mean is when there are stupid things on television that promote stupid behavior, that's how stupid people are bred. And then stupid people go out and they vote conservative because they're stupid and they like getting their rights taken away. So for you to comment on that and ruin my life, screw you. You ruined social media for me. Are you happy? You're not going to be happy. This is only making it worse. I can't. The regime is telling the Mexican president, just say that I'm going to build the wall. Wall's not getting built. This guy's down to 33% approval. And that's all he needs to win an election. This is another time. Ding, ding. Reminder time. In his re-election bid, Richard Milhouse Nixon, another guy whose parents hate him, Richard Milhouse Nixon won 49 of 50 states, okay? 49 of 50. Was in bed before midnight. Re-election bid. After they broke into the Democratic headquarters and stuff. So, just... But what started that process was a grand jury. What started the removal of that president was a grand jury. And a grand jury is what we have here. We have a grand jury convened in D.C. Subpoenas can be handed out. So there's that. The Russia thing is moving along. This asshat went on vacation. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Jay, I've seen this guy play golf like 40 times already. Yeah, you have. You have. But the White House is a dump, he said. And since it's a dump, he's got to go to Bentzmister, New Jersey or something. Listen, you can't call anything a dump and then go on vacation in New Jersey, okay? I'm sorry. That's like, oh, this is disgusting. I'm going to spend my weekend in the Staten Island dump. Like, that's literally what that is. You called something a dump and then you went to New Jersey. I mean, come on. Secret Service got kicked out of Trump Tower because they want too much money. The rent's too damn high. Imagine like, hey, Secret Service, why'd you get kicked out of Trump Tower? The rent's too damn high. No, but seriously, they kicked them out because, you know, the rooms they were staying in, they want to rent them to some Russian oligarchs. You know, I mean, Paul Manafort's Ukrainian buddies. You know, wink, wink, nothing to see here. Just undermining democracy. Level 50. Do you know that in Trump properties, the elevator, like, will say it'll go up to the 60th floor, and there's only, like, 50 floors? Did you know that? Isn't that, like, a sick thing? Isn't that like something? I mean, I don't know if it's crazy. I don't know what it is. But it's like somebody with a small penis. You know, I mean, nobody would behave like this if they didn't have a tiny wang. I mean, that's just me. This is just my thing. Just what I'm saying. Russian oligarchies of Russians. Okay. All right. What's been going on, folks? I'll tell you what happened. I'll tell you what's been going on. And first, I just want to say, yeah, okay. Fish. Baker's Dozen at Madison Square Garden. 13 nights. I believe, yeah, Baker's Dozen's 13 nights. Okay. Before I get blocked by the Funyun, which, by the way, is a thing. There's like the Onion, but it's the Funyun, and it's about fish. That's actually a thing. I'm not making that up. So I'm going to Jersey the other day. Going to Jersey, hang out with my girl, go meet her sister. Lives in a very small house. That was heavy sarcasm. So I take the train because I got to take the bus in the city at like 35th Street. It's by the Jacob Javits Center, where the Jets would have had a stadium, but, you know, we can't. So I'm going to the Javits Center, and I get off the train at Penn Station, and I come out, and I'm like in front of Madison Square Garden. And I see that there's people in front of Madison Square Garden. Like, the homeless population has grown since the last time I've been on 34th Street. I thought there was a miracle here. What happened? And then I realized, oh, those aren't homeless people. Those are fish fans going to see fish. Now, let me just say this. I think it's awesome that a band is playing 13 nights at Madison Square Garden. And let me just say that I got no beef with the band Fish. They, you know, they know how to play instruments. They play nice jammy songs. I got no beef with Fish, and I think what they're doing, 13 nights at the Garden, not playing any song twice. Well, you have a lot of songs. I mean, if you have 200 songs, you can do that. But I don't think that that's a bad thing, and I'm not here to make fun of that. Okay? But, so each night, it's the Baker's Dozen. So each night they have a different flavor of donut. Like when it was Cinnamon Donuts, they played Cinnamon Girl. When it was Jimmy's, also known as Sprinkles to us in society, Jimmy's was, they covered Jimi Hendrix, Wind Cries Mary. Last night, I don't know what the flavor was, but they covered Radiohead. There was one Holes the other night. They did, you know, songs based on Holes. Anyway, cool. I think that's really neat. That's neato, man. I like that. But let me just, there are people leaving during the encore to leave the show and come back outside to sleep in their spot, to get in the front of the line, to get a good seat the next night. This isn't Bonnaroo. This isn't Coachella. This isn't freaking the Gorge Amphitheater. This isn't a campground. This is Madison Square Garden. If you bought tickets to 13 nights of music and you decided not to get a hotel room or get in a youth hostel or something, I call you homeless. You're no longer a concert goer. You're no longer somebody, you know, you're not a wook. You're a homeless person. Get a job. Go do something with your life. You can see the city. You could have gotten a hotel for $40 a night in Jersey. You could have rented a car. Not even rented a car. You could have Ubered it to Manhattan every day. You could check out the sights. Go to the Seinfeld Diner. Go to the Javits Center. Go to Central Park. You can do all of this. Instead, you chose to spend 2 weeks on the floor on 34th and fucking 7th or whatever it is? Are you joking? Where are the police? Are the police hosing these people off? Not to chase them away because they smell really bad and they need a shower. What is happening? Why are homeless people just allowed to be sitting on the street? And listen, they're wooks, right? They're fish fans, so they've got drugs. So wait a second. I'm afraid to walk down the street not holding any drugs because I'm going to get arrested, but we got homeless wooks with pouches full of drugs hanging out in front of Madison Square Garden, Levender and Cinnamon Girl, and that's okay? No. No, it's not. It is not okay. It's disgusting. When a concert stops becoming about the music you're seeing, it's gross. Oh, I gotta get my spot for the next night so they can hit that first tube. Who cares? Enjoy tonight. That's like, listen, it's like me. This is why I go to less concerts. Because as soon as the show's over, I'm mad about the bus. I'm mad that it's going to take me 20 years to get home. It gets me angry. But that's why I don't go to shows anymore. That's why I'm a fucking recluse. And I sit in my house. And I stare at the wall. This is why. Because I don't want to be miserable. You came to New York for 2 weeks without a place to stay. That's past dedication at this point. That's a sickness. That's a sickness that needs to be addressed. There needs to be medication for your chemical imbalance in your brain. You can't. Homeless people. Like, Fish was playing a Neil Young song. And you had to leave during that. Because, you know, they might play it for an hour. You had to leave during that to get your spot online for the next night? And listen, it's not like the old days when you're waiting online for the box office to open and you want to get tickets. This isn't an iPhone. This isn't something that's going to end. This is 2 weeks on the ground. It rained last night. That thing, when the Knicks get back to the Garden, it's still gonna stink. I can only imagine. There are no homes. I mean, there are hostels in Manhattan. Specifically for this reason. There's hostels for youth. You can go and they give you a bed. There's a shower. Where is Shakedown Street if you guys live nowhere? You know? I just don't understand. And again, I think it's really cool what Fish is doing on stage. I think it's awesome. Ween did that when they played, what was it, 2 nights or 3 nights? When they played at Terminal 5. They were playing 3 nights of no repeats. When you have that many songs, you can do that. And that's cool. And I really do think it's cool. And I just wish that, you know, the fans weren't homeless. Like, how can you afford all of these concert tickets? Like, maybe instead of going to 13 shows, maybe go to 12 and get a place to live. It's just, it's sickening to me. And I always say, like, as fascinating as the band Fish is, nothing is more fascinating than their fans. Because it's just like a study in human behavior and how this can happen. How people can decide, I'd like to not have a place to live for 13 nights. I just don't understand it. And again, I've been checking out the set lists every night. Like, I was at Amanda's sister's house and her boyfriend's brothers. They looked like, you know, hipsters, whatever. You know, they had no shoelaces and stuff. So I was leaving. I was like, oh, we can catch the Fish live stream. And they're like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah. Yeah. Can't believe you knew what I was talking about. I got this wedding to go to tomorrow. My older cousins are going to tell me about how they saw Fish 50 times. I'm going to ask them, too. I meant to ask Justin, but He would poo-poo me. He, you know. I would ask Justin, are these people leaving the Encore to get a seat on the ground to be online to get a better general admission seat? And he would tell me, fuck you, you don't understand fish. Whatever. I'm not trying to understand fish. I'm trying to understand people choosing to be homeless. We don't have jobs. We don't have responsibilities. We don't have pets. You're wearing the same clothes for 2 weeks? That's disgusting. Hygiene. Doesn't Fish have a song called Down With Disease? Yeah, you guys sleeping in the street for 2 weeks? That's up with disease. Oh, boy. Homeless people. All right, let's put a bow on this. I'm going to get up on out of here because I have a long weekend. We are going to do this on the podcast. Congratulations to my cousin Ilana getting married this weekend. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I got my suit ready. It's going to be cool. See the fam. So it's a big wedding. And my brother is at some appointment right now. So he's not in my house. So I am happy. So I'm going to get up on out of here. But before I do, let me give you the list of websites you need to go to help keep me in business. First of all, there is ConcertConfessions.com. That's where you're going to get all your live music, news, and reviews for the fans, by the fans. New stuff going up there all the time. Some Rise Against up there right now, the latest. You can check it out. Go to ConcertConfessions.com. Also, you can go to HQ to get all your Derr Network podcasting needs at andyderr.com. Jesse Unplugged, The Andy Derr Show, or the smooth, sultry tones of the J-Porks podcast can be found at andyderr.com. Also, ChristinaRocks.com, Hang the DJ. Every Sunday morning, she's got the alternative machine pumping. It's like a Back to the Future car, except it's like a DJ booth, and it goes back to when the alternative was good, and she plays it for you, and she's got Spotify playlists, she's got a thing on Mixler, and you guys have to check it out, ChristinaRocks.com, that's no H. You could also follow her on Twitter, at ChristinaRocks, that also doesn't have an H, and I'm sure that when you follow her on Twitter, and tell her she's the coolest cucumber in the salad, you're gonna get all this cool music news stuff going on, and you will get links to where you can find her at all times. She has an open invitation to come on the podcast. We just can't link up our times. And that was okay. And every week, the headlines be powered by Annie Quiet. AnnieQuiet.com is your source for quality. Till next week, folks. Wacky Weed and Warren Zevon. Late. Resist. 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 Are you still listening? Are you still there? Resist. Late.
This has been the J Porks Experience. Thank you so much for listening.